Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El azim, el ezi, la ilahe illa hu, el hayyul hayyum. Ve etub ileyh, ve selam tevbete, ve mağfirete, ve hidayete. İnnehu ettevvâben rahîm. Ve afu anna ya kerîm, ve afu anna ya kerîm, ve afu anna ya kerîm. Vakti lena bi fadlike ya rahmanu ya rahîm. Ya Meliku, Ya Kuddüsü, Ya Hafızı, Ya Allah. Ya Meliku, Ya Kuddüsü, Ya Hafızı, Ya Allah. Ya Meliku, Ya Kuddüsü, Ya Hafızı, Ya Allah. El Evvel Allah, El Ahir Allah, El Zahir Allah, El Batin Allah. Hayriki ve şerriki min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Ve selatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidine ve Veline ve Lâhirin. İşkerene ya Şefi'el Müslidin. Bi rahmetike ya Hamarâhîn. Kâlallahu Teâlâ. Fî kitâb-ı kerîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kâletil e'rabu âmennâ. كُلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ كُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَكْرُلِي إِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلُدْكُمْ مِنْ عَامِلِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ The Bedouin say, we have attained to faith. Say unto them, you have not yet attained to faith. You should rather say, we have outwardly surrendered, for true faith has not yet entered your hearts. But if you truly pay heed unto God and His apostle, He will not let the least of your deeds go to waste. For behold, God is much forgiving, a dispenser of grace. This particular verse was revealed when some Arabs who used to live in the desert approached the Rasulullah and said that they have attained to faith. Their purpose was simple. They wanted to receive the benefits of becoming Muslim. They wanted to receive social welfare. They wanted to receive zakat and receive all the entitlements. They thought submitting and surrendering themselves to Rasulullah, to the order of Islam at that time, is going to also entitle them as mu'min. And just to be able to tell us the difference between becoming a Muslim and a mu'min, faithful servant of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala revealed this particular to teach us the difference between becoming, embracing Islam and becoming a faithful servant of Allah. In both cases, regardless of becoming a Muslim, embracing Islam, or becoming a faithful servant of Allah Ta'ala, in both cases, a confirmation is necessary. And a confirmation is to say and believe that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His servant and messenger. And we, human beings, can do confirmation in two ways. We confirm either with our tongues or with our hearts. If the confirmation is done by the tongue, then it is said that the person is embraced Islam. is a confirmation by the tongue that there is no God but Allah Ta'ala, and that person is really submitting himself to the orders of Islam. This is a promise given by that person, and it's a promise to stop denial. It's a promise to reject pride. It's a promise to follow God's will, to submit and surrender to the will of God. It's a promise given to this person, and as soon as he gives this promise, Batan, he is entitled to become a Muslim. He receives all the privileges of becoming a Muslim. At this time, and the context, it may not make much, but if somebody embraces Islam, he is entitled to a proper funeral. He is entitled to be buried in a Muslim cemetery. He is entitled to marry a Muslim woman if he is poor. And confirmed his faith by time, he is entitled to receive zakat, charity. These are the entitlements. The true center of confirmation is the heart. Confirmation by the tongue does not necessarily mean a confirmation by the heart. But one can become a Muslim, not necessarily fully attain a mu'min. But we cannot judge. We cannot see people's hearts. It is not possible for us to judge because we cannot see what people believe or not believe in their hearts. We are obliged to treat everyone with respect as soon as they give the promise that they are going to follow the orders of Allah. They are going to embrace Islam and give up their own will for the greater will of Allah Ta'ala. We are obliged to show the same respect to everyone. We cannot judge. It's between them and Allah Ta'ala. As far as the faith is concerned, confirmation by heart, becoming mu'min, is a secret. It's a secret between the servant and Allah Ta'ala. It's extremely important, but it's a special secret between the one that confirms with the heart and his creator. If one confirms with the heart, he or she becomes a faithful mu'min. See, once someone confirms the faith by the heart, then all faculties become an obedient to that faith. Faculties follow the heart. Faculties follow the intention. An intention is in the heart. If someone becomes mu'min, then the tongue becomes just a translator for it. What I'm trying to say is that if someone becomes mu'min, he also becomes a Muslim. Confirmation by the heart is automatically confirmation by the tongue. It's not the other way around, but it's not our job. It's not our entitlement to decide who is who. Faith, on the other hand, is extremely important, a crucial part of our religion. Your faith may not be visible as long as you confirm your Islam, your faith may not be visible to anyone, but Allah Ta'ala sees what we hide in our hearts. Allah Ta'ala says, I do not look at your actions, but I look at your hearts. So what we have in our hearts is certainly visible to them. He is going to judge us with what we harbor in our hearts. Faith is extremely important because if someone has faith in his heart, this is about confirmation by that. If someone has faith in himself, it is as little as mustard seed. The door of hell is going to be shut for this person. He also says that if someone has a pride in his heart as little as mustard seed, the doors of heaven will be shut to this person. So it's all about faith. Our salvation depends on our faith. To be able to open the doors of the heaven, to be able to close the doors of the hell, we have to understand how to protect, how to increase our faith. Our salvation depends on that. If we can, during this lifetime, if we can, if we are able to keep a little faith in us, as little as mustard seed, as Allah said that, this is going to be sufficient for you, the hell is going to be forbidden for you. But at the same time, with that faith, we should be able to reject, cleanse, remove all the pride that is in our hearts. Faith is a given. It's a seed given to all of us at birth. It's our birthright. Everyone comes to this life with the seed of birth, but it's our the responsibility of protecting it, growing it, nourishing it is also given to us. It is not, this seed doesn't automatically grow, doesn't automatically get increased in this lifetime. Faith, you may be a Muslim or not Muslim, that's a different story, but faith may increase or may decrease. And it's extremely important to understand what makes the faith increase, what makes the faith decrease. Because at the end, you are going to be judged by that. Because Allah Ta'ala is going to look into our faith and look at the traces of the faith, even if it is the mustard seed, as little as mustard seed. It is said that whenever you act, the action bounces back to your heart and influences the heart. Imagine all your actions are going out, coming back, bounces back, and influences your heart. And it is said that if your action is good, if your action follows your faith, is done for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, it comes back to your heart, influences the heart, and increases the faith in your heart. But if the action is bad, it bounces back, it comes back to your heart like a black cloud and chokes the faith. You may intellectually believe that it's good to help the needy. You may think that it's a good thing. Unless you act upon it, it's not going to help you. It's not really going to make any transformation in yourself in terms of growing, making that faith more and more. Grow and help someone. You're going to see incredible compassion in your heart. You're going to observe that compassion increases in your heart if you serve someone. If you act upon it, you're going to see that your faith is also changing. You see the transformation in yourself if you act upon that faith, consistently. So if you can, if you are able to act following our faith, the promise is that it's going to influence the heart and make the heart, transform the heart in such a way that it is going to increase the faith. The people whose actions follow, their faiths are called the truthful ones. So the truthfulness is loyalty to Allah Ta'ala.
not by words, by action. Sıdk is loyalty by action to Allah. And Hazreti Ebu Bekir Siddiq is a perfect example because without any hesitation, he followed Resulullah. Cüneyd el-Bağdadi Kutlusu Serrahi says that the truthful person that is the person who acts consistent with his faith, following his faith, is transformed 40 times a day. Meaning that 40 times a day his faith increases. 40 times a day he goes through this transformation. Those whose actions don't follow their faith, hypocrites. They have the action but they don't have the faith in them. They do not transform once in 40 years. That's why being able to follow our faith through our actions is extremely important to be able to sustain the faith that is given to us as a gift, as a seed. Truthfulness is also translated as integrity. And the meaning of it is that being able to follow the truth, not deviating from the truth, being able to, having this strong faith to tell the truth, even if lying is going to save you. Even if you are going to get benefit from lying, not lying is integrity. That's what we as Muslims should be seeking for, because Allah Ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا All you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ Fear God. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ And be together with the truthful ones, with the siddiqs. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Who have created us from a drop of water and given us this beautiful shape as human beings and make us the supreme creation. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Who have given us this beautiful religion of Islam and enabled us to confirm our religion, our faith by our tongue. He has given us this iman, faith, and enabled us to confirm it with our heart. And he has given us ihsan and enabled us to establish good. But most importantly, he has given us his beloved, Muhammad Mustafa salallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our perfect example, a model, teacher, protector, and intercessor for our sins. Ya Rab, teach us to be thankful. When you take us with little difficulties and hardship and see us impatient, do not increase your trials upon us. As we have promised, do not burden us more than we can bear. You said, hold on to the robe of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Give us the strength to stay as one nation, as one body. Feel the needs of each other. Yeah, we do unify you. And gather us in the hereafter, in the vicinity of the one whom you have created as the mercy upon the earth. Amen.